So I am again. The sif is a lot of hashlochot. You know, it's not so much this sif per se, but it's a lot of the tarumas of Basav Cholov is being introduced to us with Basachas. But there's no din bittul. So the Prima Gadim over here in Sifkat and Dalad, in Sitzidas Dalad, asked the question. He says that why do you need the Ritut Kivin? So he says, what about if it's one tchiva and it stays in there for very long? It's one tchiva and it stays in there for very long. So l'chara, you do the same thing. So he says, at first glance, that kasha is not correct. Right? But, and he himself says, the point we were saying from the Tumadeshan is that yesterday he is cold man, it's in the food, it's mekusher. So what was the question? The question was, as soon as it goes in, so it goes out, and we need a bittul on the challah which is coming out. Meanwhile, there's butter going into the spoon, and inside the spoon, the ratio wasn't necessarily enough, and that becomes butter b'challah, and then now that's going to sit there and come out also. Right? But we said kol zman the spoon is in the liquid. There's a kasha of mekusher. It's connected. So kol zman is inside, and there's no issue. This only comes once you take it out. Well, then who cares? Right? You have to cash the spoon anyway. Right? We'll see in Sif Gimel when we finally get to the halach over here, right? That if the Rishishim said the pot is mutter, the food is mutter, and the spoon needs kashrut. So I don't care what happens to the spoon, the spoon has to get kashrut anyway. Well, it's the game, you put it in the second time. So the case of the Tumah Dashan makes a lot of sense. It has to be twice. It's not enough. Even if it's a very long time, nothing will happen. Okay? He says, but this yisoid of mekusher is only by kalim, not by food. Okay, so I have a big pot of milk, boiling milk, and I drop a kazayis of a buster into the pot. Right? So Tom Buster goes into the pot and Cholov goes into the meat. Now let's say there's 60 times the Cholov in the pot more than the meat. So Lachara, so the time of the Buster is bottle in the milk. But what's the status of the milk which goes into the meat? Well, it's a kosher with the milk outside, and the ratio is 1 to 60. That's not true over there. That's the Pharisee Gemara, that the cholah which goes inside of the boat, that the cholah which goes inside of the meat becomes the nevela. Even though there's shishim in the pot of milk against the meat, but the milk inside the meat which goes into the meat becomes basa b'cholah. And the Gemara's next question is, well, what's going to happen? The next step is that milk which is basa b'cholah is going to go out into the milk. And we have a rule, if you go minimally botol, so you're going to ask for the whole pot, not because of the meat, because of the milk. But that's the more it has that discussion, right? That if you're minimally botol, you're going to ask for the whole pot because of the milk. Well, what do you mean? The milk is the kosher. So you see, this is sorry that the Tumadashan is saying that we look at the belia inside of the pot, the kosher with what's inside the pot is only by pot, only by candy. By food, you don't say that. Okay. Which case?
Is that the
I'm not sure. Think about it. I saw one Akron which, once they get something involved in the Metzias of how things work, based on the Gemara, it gets challenging. But he argues that the time which is in the item, when it goes in, it starts spreading and diffusing outwards. Meanwhile, stuff is going inside. That new stuff which goes inside sits there. So you want to tell me that, but that would answer your question also. Just, I don't know, if you're going to catch me out the Messiah, that's going to happen. Okay, so he says, okay, so now, there's a din in Saudi base. That case where the meat falls into the pot. So that you don't need beis pomim shishim even if the meat stays in for a long time. Now we pass him in a bottle of rice. Not like Rabbi Yehuda. We put him in a bottle. But the Chazal were masak and the min b'minoi, or the min b'shed b'minoi, you need shishim. So the Chara, you should need paste pomim shishim. Once the mivatol, the time of the boser into the milk. Once the mivatol, the boser recalled them inside of the meat, which will go back into the pot. It's the same case as over here. Over here, it only happens if you do it twice. But over there, even if you do it once, as long as it sits there for a little bit, that's what's going to happen. So, and the locus is over there, shishim is enough. You don't need 120. That's the Prima Gullin's question. Make sense? Everybody hear the question? Everybody hear the question? Everybody following the question? A piece of meat falls into a big pot of milk. So the shear is welcome that it's mutter b'shishim. So the meat is also, you take the meat out and the pot is mutter. So why don't I argue that you need 120? Because I'm telling you over here that really there's two, you have to mivatel two things. You have to mivatel the time of the over here. Our case is we mivatel the time of the cholov and the time of the boser b'cholov. Right? And I'm asking you, let that happen even without taking it out. I'm answering because it's mekusher. But I told you by food, you don't say mekusher. So that means when the piece of meat goes in, time meat is going out into the whole pot. That's both of mashish. Meanwhile, milk is going into the meat, becoming basa b'chol. And it sits there a little bit, that also comes out. You need shishim to mivatel that. Just like over here, you need two times shishim. One for the cholov, one for the basar b'cholov. Over there, you should need two times shishim. One for the basar and one for the basar b'cholov. And lachas over there, shishim is enough. That's his kash. She says, stop. We need to make you start over here in this din over here. So it's a circle of the body be served about the kinakuli. It's in the Sisei Das Sukkot and Dalid. In the first paragraph, look, towards the end of the first paragraph. Everybody has it? I'm in the Sisei Das, Sukkot and Dalit. Has it? What? It's our clever. It's the middle of a paragraph. The problem is the piece starts with Dadi Yeh Shalom at Liras Lahamachaber. That's where the paragraph starts. Probably. That's the cash. Why do you need twice? Even if it's just once, a little bit should be enough. Yeah, ready? Zot the prima gold. Shalom devare be sur the rabbanon loy the kinakulihai. You know what? We just sort of like we're, it's not so hard over here. Why? There's a din of ruba bottle by the raisa. According to the chachamim, minu minu is bottle b'roi. Now stop. Why? Because there's no time. Minu raisa, you say bittel b'roi on iser and heter, except when there's time. So minu shenim minu there's time. So he kishim because of the time. If I have iser and heter without it, putting time. It's the same flavor. There's bittul b'roi. So when do you ever need bittul b'shisha min b'minoi? It's in the rabbana. They're geyser. If you're mevatel min b'minoi b'roi, you'll mistakenly be mevatel min b'shena min b'roi, and that's the problem because over there there's time. So min b'minoi needs shishim only the rabbana. Why? There are to min b'shena min, which I would need shishim the rice. So if I mix together a piece of nevela, falls into a pot of shuta, beef and beef, so all the same flavor, in rice it's both of a rice. Because there's no machine to stop. So the same, all the same flavor. But if you're going to allow in that scenario to be bottom arrive, next time when a piece of chazer falls in, you're going to be bottom of arrive. But that's no good because there it's a different flavor. So that needs shishim. So there goes a minoy, ultimate machine min. Okay. Minimum middle brew by bottle, the rabbanon it needs shishim. Shishim. Hilkaka shetocha beis pamim near kibay zaysa iser. When you do it twice, the perception is you're putting two different things in. So even though the second time it's min b'minoi, why is it min b'minoi? Because it's not adding any flavor. So it's equivalent in a lock of min b'minoi. There's no change of the taste the second time. Because all of the items that you're using were there the first time, you're not changing any ratios the second time. So by definition, there's only seen a star the second time. Okay? So min rice, she bought the rice. Elamai what? Min rabbanon, we say you need shishim. Zakta, when is that true that min rabbanon, you need shishim in a scenario where it looks like it's a new mice of putting a new iser. But if it goes and just sits there, people don't perceive it as a new mice. So you go back to the Ikra Dinus. Even though it's also min rice, it's bought the rice. It doesn't look like Beis Yisr. Therefore, who then Zayis Basser liyarecholav kolshul is silik habasser b'shaya harbe ain tarech ela pamach hashish. All you need to do is mevatel the tam of the basser and the cholav. I in the basser b'chol in the basser there's basser b'cholav, and that basser b'cholav is going out into the pot, and that's an issur d'oraisa. So you're right, so that's basser b'chol. It doesn't change the flavor of the pot. Funny min b'mino, right? It's not your normal case, right? Again, remember, there's beef and beef. Could be said before, there's this new thing called bas b'cholav, which has different shapes, like believe min b'mino. That's true. But the gabi, the halacha of being bottled, the sheer bittel, the reason why, it's always b'roi. Bittel b'tar is bottled b'roi. So where does shishim come from? Because there's an issue of time. This scenario doesn't have time. Because there's no new food added over here. And the ratio of the meat to the milk was 1 to 60. So putting some of the milk inside, letting it get tambuster and putting it out doesn't change the flavor of the milk. So even if I'm going to tell you that the mitzad dinei atara, the milk inside the meat gets a din basa b'cholav, and the milk outside is just called cholav, and therefore it's a different chain. But the gabi, the din of tam, it's the same tam. So the din of bittul is but it's bittul b'roi. So Meila says, so when we're with Chazal Masakan that you need twice, what it looks like, it's a new Maisa putting something new in. But it's all the same Maisa, there's no reason to be making Gzeir. So therefore over here also by the case of the spoon, even if the Yad Yehuda would be right, that we don't say Mekusha by Caleb, you're still only one time 60. Because the reason why you need twice 60 doesn't make any sense. I mean, right, so you need Taka Shishim, our case over here, it's a milk of the spoon and a flesh of kapah. So the Tom Cholov is going out into the meat, you need Shishim, that's the rice. Good. Now, meanwhile, inside the spoon, it's becoming Basa Bacol. Let's say that would happen. And now that comes out into the pot also. But that's Baltimore rice. Right? Because there's no change in the flavor of the food in the pot by that second diffusion of flavor doesn't change the flavor. Because regardless of the amounts of flavor, it's all the same amount of flavor the whole time. You didn't add more flavor of meat and more flavor of milk by moving inside the spoon. So Zakta Prima got him. Mina rice is going to be both of the ride that second time. But does it then mean the Mina need Shishi Mirabana? That din is only drew in a scenario where it looks like it's a new mice in the scene of Isis. But if it just sits there for a long time, it doesn't proceed like that. So maybe you don't need a second time Shishi. Okay, now it's going to come up a little bit later on. The Shachin says, hey, call them in the Minoy. So, which doesn't really fit with what we were saying yesterday. Pointing out already over here, we could put down the Shachin's cotton hay, that the Gabi, the din of Min B'Minoy, you go to the middle of the bottle, feel balanced. Right? So that's a machloekas run. That's totally a tam. It's totally a shame, but that's nothing to do with tam. That's a din. He holds the parshas of Torah of Bittul doesn't apply to Minyanim. We hold the parshas of Torah of Bittul does apply to Minyanim. It's multiple rights. Mirror rights. Right? Now came along Chazal said, yeah, but we're making a gzeira. A gzeira when it's going to give us in his time. It's not going to give us in his time. Okay, so it's going to give us in his time. So that takana has limits. That we only go it when people will confuse it with a maisa, putting an isser and having a shibit, needing a shibitul. But mitaraisa, there's no time. I don't care what his name is. In Rabbi Yehuda, I need to know the name. Because Rabbi Yehuda says that there's a din min in loy batel. Same with pleasure. The definition is totally in shape, but totally in time. That's a discussion in the Gemara. Pleasure in the Gemara. Abai Rava. So pleasure in Yepaskin. I got some ice. And we'll see later on in Zadichas, might play out in some of the Rabbanans. But the Gabi, this Nakuda, if it doesn't have any new time, anytime it doesn't have a new time, it's in the middle. Whatever way you catch it out, even if it's a different shame. So, you might make the Xerath about it anyway, but not in this case. So, we're going to make this Cheshbon. One of the ways your Mazber, the Sheet of the Ramah, the only one time Shishim, he says the whole Xerath doesn't make any sense over here. Because this type of scenario, always by definition, is going to be the same time, two times. The idea of using the spoon twice, where it's not a distinct new item coming in, that you should make these, but by definition, it's always a new time, by definition. So you can't confuse it with a case of time. That's one of the ways the Quran reminds with the Ruma. that this case is different, because it's not trying to say, min b'mino, or to min b'sheno minno. Because this type of scenario, we're using the same spoon multiple times, you're not changing any flavor. So it's multiple rice. It's like it is in the rice. I'll be masking to your kashash that it became busted b'kolam inside the spoon. Let's all accept that. And it's talking to the rice of busted b'kolam. If the rice is busted b'kolam. So why need shishim? Because you confuse it with mimish and mimish. Yeah, so when I have mamish, a new item going in, and a mice a bit though the first time, but it's multiple the first time. I use the spoon multiple times. So if you can allow you to use the spoon multiple times, not require 120, you're going to think mimish and mimish is busted b'kolam. Roif. It's like so divide from the regular case of Minush and Minoy that we're not worried about it. That's one of the ways you might as well sheet of the Ramah. Okay, but an interesting point over here in the Prima Gaudim, an important point. Okay, so what's he adding over here? He's adding over here, number one, that there's no that inside of an article there's no dinner makosha. This concept that the Truma Dasher is saying that as long as the spoon is submerged, the flavors between the spoon and the food, etc., go back and forth. There's no din. It's always shishim. If there's shishim, it's shishim. You don't look at the spoon as a separate atmosphere, independent of the rest of the pot. That's by a keli, not by a food. That's the Farish Gemara, that the piece of meat, the milk of the piece of meat, is measured differently than the rest of the pot. That's a very sugar more. Number one. That's an important point. Second point over here, he's pointing out this thing over here is all the Rabbanon, because it's Mibiminoi. Third point we're adding is why it's Mibiminoi. He said before, the shame is a different shame. The answer is because there's got to be this halakha of Bitol Baraiv, that's totally in time. Because the whole reason why you need Shishim is because of time. So, Mibiminoi, according to the Rabbanon, which Mibiminoi says, both the Baraiv, only Shishim is there, that's halakha. Because I'm looking at it, I'm being geyser it up to that. Min rice is about to be right. The guy be this, then it's min minoy, because there's no new time by definition, there's no new time over here. Do you follow that step? Ernie's follow that step, why there's no new time over here? See, so you're giving me this funny look. Let's make the scenario. We have an example. The spoon has 2 ounces. Holds 2 ounces. Right? So I put it into a pot, and the pot holds 120 ounces of basa. Right? So there's 120 times the 2. It's sheet bottom of shisha. We'll make the case easier. The spoon holds 1 ounce. The pot holds 60 ounces. Right? Right? So I have, in this system, I have 1 ounce of milk for 60 ounces of meat. Right? I take it, I put it back the second time. The same item. I have 60 ounces of meat, of milk, and 1 ounce of meat. Or, no, 60 ounces of meat and 1 ounce of milk. I never added any more items over here. So, regardless of time.
I would assume that 59 out of 60 left the spoon around
the
there. That's always the assumption.
No.
If a half an ounce of milk was there,
regards to flavor, because Al told us that it's impossible for something, well, with some exceptions, the average item we assume as a vadai, if there's shishim, there's no way that this smaller item can infuse flavor to the larger item. So I have 1 ounce of milk, which I'm asking to infuse flavor, right? It's 60 ounces of meat. It doesn't work. Right? So I said the meat in the pot is more. Because even if all the milk came out, it still wouldn't taste anything. Good. Now, I find a way to like create a new iser in regards to what's inside the spoon. But I haven't added any more flavor. So I put in the second time and say, well, do you taste this mixture? No, I don't. The tam basar and basar is both. Elamai, what, the tam kolov? I can't taste the tam kolov in me in 60 ounces of meat. I can't taste it. So I cannot taste anything. Even, I can do it 50 times. You're not adding any more items. There's no more flavor. I put a different spoon in. Yeah, I've added more liquid. I've added more time. I mean, since the case was the same spoon multiple times, you're never adding any time.
There might be more whatever.
Right, but there's no physical time. So the dinner sheet should be totally in physical time. Meter rice. Sir. Because now you've added what that? Right. Okay. So that's a very important point to understand here in the piece. We're not adding any new flavor. So the etzem. So you understand the kasha, which like the like that, you know, you understand this question which we're asking before, like that, like why do you need double? Right. So what's the argument that you should need double? It's the same amount of flavor. It's not adding any more flavor over here. So the first 60 can take care of the second 60. See, even there's loinoida, but there's no more flavor added with the second action. The average case of loinoida, you added another piece. Right. So okay. So we want to know what's the status. The first one wasn't bottled yet. You know what? Now the second one comes. There's an increase of a year, etc. In this scenario, by definition, it's a closed system. So you're never adding any more flavor. So why would you need double? So the Supreme Court says, you know what? You're right. You really shouldn't need double. But since the ma'isa, you take it out and put it back in, it looks like a new ma'isa. There's a din d'rabbanan that a min don't need shishim. Okay, that only makes sense when it's a second ma'isa. Now it's one ma'isa. So now you hear the argument of the Aruch Mishach, and you hear the argument of the Ramah that why should you need double? Okay. Zakta Shachs of Cotton Hay. Lanor de Bintayim. The Lanor de Bintayim, currently is Batal Rishon. Roshuv Gamma Pama Beis, Boto, Ba'oisen Asam. So now with what we've said, we should be much more comfortable with this din of Noida. Right? So we asked, like, what does Noida help? It's like the whole new issue, we're teaching another Shbittol. So what does Noida change? Well, to answer, because the answer is not Tom, the Tom could get rid of the 160, the one amount of 60 ounces takes care of all the time you need, no matter how many times you do it. But if we look at it as you put two different Yisurim in it, well, that goes back to the cloud. Then it's Noida, it's Botel. So, like, the first issue has been taken care of, but it doesn't exist anymore. And now you're starting with only one mice of Yisur, which is the magician. Alright, so now the way we're in Masber, now we understand what the Shach is saying. Like, how you can use, we said yesterday, the more you make the argument why it makes sense you need 120, what is Noida help you? So the answer is, that's such a good argument in 120. It's a whole thing that they're born on. Because it looks like you're adding a new thing. So they only made that in the case where you didn't learn about the first step. By case of Noida, where the first step is bottle. So then you put it a second time, you say, no, God is, you know, it's not a new initiation. Am I making sense now? Okay, he's going to, that's the Shach's next question. Say, Chos of a Nier. Okay, but before we get to the step of Chos of a Nier, I have to ask, without a Chos of a Nier, right? The more you tell me that this is two different things, but the first bittul is a bittul on kala, the second thing is a bittul on basur kala, but they're two different things, each one needs his own bittul, and you can't use one for the other. So what does Noda help you? That's one of the questions you need to answer. How does Noda change the halacha? So, yeah, if attack would be that, it would attack be a different mice of bittul, and one can't work for the other. So then why should Noda change anything? The answer is, it's all the way around. Be'etzem, one shishim should work for everything. Because there's no new time. You're right. I'm asking that there's a new mice of bittul. That's a bittul b'roiv. Right? But mitzad the deraisa, but mitzad tam, you didn't add any more flavor to the system. The average case of a noida is a whole different type of case, right? Where you're adding a new mice, you're adding new iser. She said, "Oh, you know, adding new iser. So, right? You're adding new iser. So." What's the status of the previous issue in regards to this issue? So say, if it's Noida, there was a dinah tara bittol, it's now heter. If it wasn't, it's like you put in two Easter in Bebasachas, you need double the amount. The case over there, Orla. It's not the matam. Bittul Orla, Orla, Truma. It needs one. It needs 100. Two saw Truma. Need 200. No. It goes in once, and it's noida. It's bottle. Now you have 100 of heter. Not noida. You don't have 100 of heter yet. You have 100. You have iser. Okay. So I need the second one falls, and I need 200. So noida plays a very big role over there. But if we're when I said the question yesterday, you gave me this funny look. Now, okay, now you're explaining your funny look. Imagine the case of Tom, not a case of so like Truma. It's all the same Tom. It's packages of wheat. Big thing of Chulin, a little thing of Truma. It's all the same flavor, right? So it's not an issue of Tom. It's only an issue of the Dinei Bittul. There is a custom of Torah called Bittul. So instead of Bittul B'roi, you need Bittul B'kuf. So I need the parsha of Torah Bittul. Over here, the reason why you need Shishin is because of Tom. So, Mumanoshach. If there's no new Tom, so let the Shishin do everything for you. And if for every reason you call this like a new Tom, so I have two flavors over here that I have to get rid of. So how much do you need to move out the two flavors? I have 2 ounces of flavor now, which needs to be built. I need out of the money. Mumanoshach. If it adds more time, that's the Chayz Benir. That's the next kasha. I'm saying, but that what brings out this Yisoid. Whenever there's more time, you need more Shir Bittul, and Lord doesn't help you. So Monoshah. Over here, if you're telling me that it doesn't add any time at all, so I don't care, then you shouldn't need 120 even with Loi Noida. I'll be telling you, no, we look at it like a different time. So what does Noida help you? Right. So LMI what? I said it over here, there's no new time. Good, so why do you want 20 the other time? So where does Noida make a difference? So Noida makes a difference in this because they're Drabanan. That's what we're adding over here. Noida makes a din bittul, so people don't perceive it as you drop two Yisurim in there. The first Yisur is gone, so now it's a new Bais Yisur. Any Shishin? Okay. Oh, one second. Va'alpa gav the master das Bais Yisur l'kavon simin samach sadi tes. Dim nofo kazayis Yisur l'sar samach zesim het. Bacha chosav nofo kazayis Yisur. Even in the case of Noida, it's chosav near. Okay, so say Chayz Benir. So say Chayz Benir over here. Zakhtar, maybe you'll tell me that's only the case of Mimishan Amino. It's talking about more, much more time. But this case is Mimimino, I just told you. No, Zakhtar, I feel Mimimino, they also said you need two time. It's Chayz Benir. I feel annoyed about time. Of course, Rav Shom. So what's the chat? Is it in a Chayz Benir? Annoyed about time doesn't help for that. So how does it work over here? Zot the Shach, no. Bats of Amin Amino, really, that shouldn't be true. But there goes Amin Amino, at the Shem Minashan Amino. Kabahoka ain't Tom Klau, the Yesh Tom Kanaka Kola Kaf, the Yakavil Kula Kola. I was Tom Nasir Tsar based on himself. Bow for Gav the Mimino Nami, ain't a noise in time, and you still need two times Samet, even by Noida, when it's closer in here, and over here saying it's okay. We call him Kivan, the royal Litin Tom, the Kanagdoi, the Shayna Mino, us, because Ramban Ramban, the Sabbath is what it's called. Maybe Bash Yasha Shah, Mazelo Shaykh. Zot the shot that the reason why Minu needs two times over there is only zero to Minu Shenu. And the case of the calf, by definition, that's never going to happen. It's the same calf, they didn't make the zero. The same idea we saw in the Prima Garden. Okay. So the prima got him in Sukkot Nei. He really speaks that out. The Sitzit Das, and hey, he speaks out what he just said. You can read it inside. You know, I'll leave that because I want to get to the Sukkot involved. But he basically points this out that again, let's do the test. The Makaber says in Sadi Tess that even in the case of Noida and the dinner bit, if new Isser is introduced into the system, there's a dinner of course of a need. Okay, so the case of Mishenamin, I get it. So you had a pot with 60 ounces of kosher meat and an ounce of chazer fell in. Okay, great. Bought the mashishim. You go to the rabbi says, bought the mashishim, no problem. He goes home, and another ounce of chazer falls in. So listen, I'm alone. I learned that it didn't, what's it, right? It's what? That's cool, ahead. Right? So now it's all, it's 61 ounces of hay. And a falls in 1 ounce of chazer, so everything's wonderful. So Shulchan Aruch, no. It's a problem. So why the problem? Because you can take chazer. Because now there's 2 ounces of chazer and there's 60 ounces of and you can taste the chazer now. So that doesn't help me a bit though. Alright, so min b'shenu minoy, the Makar makes a lot of sense. Even with noida, who cares noida? But that doesn't help me. But I can taste palm chazer. So about the mezogin, that 1 ounce is tam chazer of het. 1 ounce of tam chazer is. That's whether I taka she's a whole thing. You do say het. Okay, not like the makar. There's a sheet of law like that. Okay, but the makar passes, you don't say it. Okay. Now, Zakhtishu, not only that, but in the case of in the middle, we say that. Why? You can't taste anything. We don't differentiate between Mimim and Shemin, because otherwise everything's different to people. So if I'm going to allow a piece of beef, Nevela, to come both once and falls in twice, so I'm going to allow a piece of Chazer to come both and falls in twice. You're going to confuse it. So back over here, so Sheikh Chazer is here. So the Shach, no, that since we're talking within a system which by definition, when you're talking about using the calf multiple times, the whole thing looks like an Isser, but Batsim, it's the same calf. I don't care how many times you put it in, you're not changing the ratio. So they didn't make the Xer in that case. The Rambam doesn't argue on the Makar. The Rambam doesn't argue. He agrees with the Makar. There is a sheet to not like the Makar. Yeah, according to him. It's Chazer Hefter.
See, when it's royally Tim Kamek, it would be a different min than the best.
Right.
But here, if we say Kanan, so this is wrong.
But it's not royally Tim Kamek.
It would be a different min.
So that's what he means. My scenario was this new item fell in. Had it been a different thing, it would have given flavor. But over here, this is the new item which is falling in. It can never be anything else other than this. Right. In other words, he's looking at the scenario of Kav as being a distinct case than your average case of Visser falling in. So I'm going to compare it to other cases of a Kav. Well, if I compare it to other cases of a Kav, it's always going to be the same thing also. Okay. Sif cotton vav. B'yei sharmim.
That's what happens, otherwise.
Oh no. Yeah, it's a good question. Okay. So cut involved. We share in the saga of Hamachas. So why is one time enough? So the Bahar Peskim Sir Lehem the Bedavar Blua Lormina Khadikanas in the Bail. Kilkamon Sim and Sarikas if hey. It's a high timer that there's an argument you don't say by something which is blue. And so the whole problem here is that if within inside the kli the flavors are becoming the vela, the Rabban says you don't say kli not the vela on a bliya. Okay. Now, Baba got the Kamel and Hossam Lachumra. We don't paskin like that. We say, you say you do say Kli Nas Avela on a Bliya. Gemachim, Chagav, the Ein Lahachmer, Phil Visser Asamar, you should know for the Kler, Kamel Pomim, Kamel and Dainas Archel, the Pamach Hashishim, Kamel Simon Sarikhe, Soysif Dal, Bago. Fine. Says that even if it's the same piece of meat falls in twice, other meat falls in, which is mitzvah minoy. You guys have to mitzvah minoy. The same piece falls in twice. You don't need double. It's not adding any time. What? Same piece falls in. The axe, not the same type of piece. The same piece. It's not adding any more time. If the shishim connected, Okay. 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 So what's Sakam shot of that? I'm sorry. Okay. What's Sakam shot of that? So the Chumas Adeshin, he says two swords. He says you don't say the problem was because of Nas and the Vela. Rabban holds you don't say Nas and the Vela inside of a cleat. He says, furthermore, he says, even if you would, it's only a Thamisha. And as long as the spoon's in the kli, it's Makusha. So there's no Nas and the Vela inside the kli. It only becomes a problem when you take it out. You take the ladle out, it's a Fisheni. You don't say it becomes Basa Bakala, but it's a Fisheni. Now, like the Shita that holds a ladle, it's a Thamisha. The second argument of the. Right. Now, Zakta Shach, the same piece of meat twice, if neither of those arguments. Right? The piece of meat falls in, the guy goes and says, Ivey, pulls it out, says, Berksham, the Sabbath, pulls it out, and it slips out of his hand and falls in a second time. Right? Right? Is that the. It's not a question of Nasa Nevela in a kli. It's a question of Nasa Nevela inside of a piece of meat. Well, you do say Nasa Nevela. Even the corner of man, you don't say Nasa Nevela in a Baliyah. That's only a Baliyah in a kli, not a Baliyah in a food. Important point. So the milk inside the meat is supposed to be called. And it's happening in a Klirishah. It doesn't happen when you take it out, because we just said there's no dinner kosher by piece of meat. So Zakhtar Shach, even that's mutter, the Ramah says to them in Sarikhes. Why? It's not a new thing. It's the same thing twice. They didn't make the Issa by same thing twice. Because you're not adding any more flavor. Your guys are minimum, and minimum. That's when a new piece of minoy fell in, other piece of a new piece of Enamina falls in. That's what the Gzera makes sense. There's no Gzera with the same thing 15 times. So a Shlomazu Bistu, and a Shlomil Bistu, but you didn't add any new Issa there. So what? Why should they make that case also? That's what the Shach is saying. Now, just I have to leave soon. So this Rambam, we don't pass it in this Rambam. We pass it in the Nas and the Vela in a Bliya. Sadi Beis is, a lot of Sadi Beis is built on that problem. That you're saying Nas and the Vela inside the Bliya, inside the Kli, etc. But what's the argument of the Rambam? Like, why should that be true? The Rambam, you know, Kedarkai, you know, he says like this, like one liner, you know, without any Hesber. That's the so the Ramban is in Sadi Zion. Mr. Bebe Chalosh Bebe Yeshana Lormina Bemai Debala Beshar Bishulin, whatever was there beforehand, you don't say Nas in the Vela. Chagav the Belua Loy Ashkechal, you don't find any Nas in the Vela by Belias. That's the whole Ramban. Zehu. According to the Ramban, you can't Nas in the Vela what's inside the school. You don't come up to the call. So the Prima is saying that even with no passing like that, but over here there are multiple arguments, not like because the spoon is always going to become a problem when you take it out. But then it's cliche, according to some people. Somebody be machmer, not like the Ramban. That's not from the Vela. Be machmer that the ladle is a free region, and say maybe this happened. That it didn't all come out. Now you're going to deal with Sadi Gimel and the chat a little later on over here. So that we have within Hagolah. And Hagolah will be so everything comes out. So why don't you argue Hagolah? Right? I put my spoon in and there's big beef broth over here and it does Hagolah. So we all the simple answer to that is you don't say Hagolah by Urkla. But that's by Urkla, not by liquids. So there's a rasha which tells you can say Hagolah, but it's a different case with a meat spoon and a big pot of milk. Look, you say Hagolah. So the whole kashas doesn't make any sense. So that comes up a lot inside of Gimel, and you're going to deal with that in second Seder. It comes up later on in the Shach here in Sivkotten. Base. So we'll deal with that then. You know, that's like there's another layer. This whole chashash is a strange chashash because normally we assume everything all the time comes out. So it's like three. You're making a chashash which is interesting. Being machmer, not like the Ramban. Being machmer, not like the case of the ladle. You know, and the Ramban and the min minoi, which doesn't hit minoi in time. So you hear why there are more paskin that it's not a problem. So Shach says, "Mashal b'bach deyos acheres b'kan v'lekaymel and hachi v'an lekamon tzin tzadi ches akot kabal." So we don't paskin. We paskin the heter v'chei noyim. That's the heter. The bach actually approaches this sugya to din of hagola. So the bach approaches this shita of the heter al hagola. So that is an interesting approach. Okay. So I want to tell you that there's a Chazanish which says he wants to say that's the pshat on the Ramban. The Chazanish is in Simon Tezayin, Simchotin Gimel. It's like one paragraph. Vigatam Ramban, you don't say Blua, you don't say Nasa Nevela. So he brings a Mishnah in Kalim, in Perek Tes. He says, you have a piece of charis, and there's mashka tummy inside the charis. And the charis falls into the tanner, you heat up the tanner. So you say the mashka comes out, and male, the tanner now has mashka tummy in it, so the tanner becomes tummy. So he's medayik. Husik a tanner tamei, husik in loy husik loy, and that's a gemara neither. So why husik loy husik loy? There's mashke inside the keres, inside the tanner. Elamai, you see the kol's man. It's a balua. It's not. It's insignificant in a lock. It becomes bottle to the kli. It's only a problem once it comes out. So when you heat it, the nature of things when they heat it extrude. The liquid extrudes, so that's not a problem. Because when I get in, it's just sitting in it. There's a concept that becomes bottle to the cleave, which it's inside of. Because man shalom yotz a bottle agav a cheres lekoshiv shem oichel a mashke lea liyotz a machos bottle bechol. It's not oichel. It's not mashke. It's not bottle. It's not kolam. It's part of the material of the thing. So that's why yotz is not shy to then a nasin levela. It becomes bottle bechol of bottle inside of the. Where's the bottle? Where's the kolam? Yes, when it comes out, it's bossa. When it comes out, out of Golem. But over here, it has to happen inside the Kli. Well, it's inside the Kli, it's like over there. The Mashka doesn't get, it's bottled to the Keres while it's in it. When it comes out, it's Mashka Tomei. Because when it's in, it's nothing. It comes bottled to the Kli. The Mishnah over there says an exception to this. He's over there says, let's say with a sponge, with the nature of a sponge is to squeeze it out and take the liquid out. Over there, you don't say that. Even inside the sponge, it will come tummy. Because the sponge's purpose is to hold the liquid and release it. Whereas the cleaves, that's not its purpose. So, because when it's inside of it, it becomes bottled to the material of the cleave, it's insignificant in the law. So, the same way that Chulagabi Hikos Tuma, he wants to say it's Chulagabi, you can't put Dini Yisr Basu Bechol about it while it's inside the cleave. Okay.